Now, we start the programme with a story of heartbreak, but also one of immense hope. Billy Caldwell. Billy's 11 years old. He's currently in Los Angeles with his mother, Charlotte. Young Billy's from here. He suffers devastating seizures and has done so since he was just 4 months old. His mom fears that one of those seizures could actually be fatal. At the moment, she's in America. She's trying to get help, and Charlotte is joining us now on the line. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Charlotte, just tell us Billy's story, please.
Billy was sent home today by the doctors in the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast when he was 4 months old. Due to the amount of seizures he was having, basically had said he had 6 months to live. But I couldn't give up on him, and I researched and found a doctor in the States, an epileptologist, who's a specialist in epilepsy. And we went on a huge mammoth fundraising task to raise the money to get him there. And we did. We achieved that. And the doctor basically saved his life.
And Billy, I presume, is in hospital out there at the moment. Is that right?
No, he's not in the hospital at the moment, Paul. We're going in and out most days for tests. He's having an intense epilepsy surgical evaluation here at the moment.
And in the meantime, I imagine the dollar signs are going up and up and up if you're attending hospital on such a regular basis in Los Angeles.
Yes, yes. The medical bills are mounting, Paul, everything is just extremely expensive. The medical bills are mounting.
And is there ongoing fundraising? Is this part of it? You know, I'm just noticing something that's associated, indeed, with Morris, who works here with us. I see Pleasure Dome. We're playing at the Golf Club in Hollywood on the 18th of November, and that's for young Billy. So obviously there is ongoing fundraising.
Yes, there is. There is a fundraising going on, Paul, out there. The people have been extremely good, in coming forward to help Billy's plight. But we're in a situation at the moment where we had to put Billy on the airplane and bring him to Los Angeles urgently, as his seizures were getting, progressively worse. I tried to access the care within, Northern Ireland and the United Kingdom, but Billy was denied access, and there was a long waiting list, and Billy didn't have the time to wait. Frank, he just didn't have the time to wait. So we had set a target of what we needed to raise with the advice of the doctor here in Los Angeles, but we are far off our target.
But just on that, when you say how much you have to raise, what is that target? Is that a target around about £250,000? Is that sort of money?
Yes. Surgery for Billy will cost something in the region of about £300,000.
And how much have you raised?
We've raised to date £26,000, Frank.
I know that first and foremost, Billy's health is what is of prime importance, and his future, and a mum's love is rock solid and all of that. But have you committed yourself to that sort of spend without the money actually being raised?
What happened was, Frank, we had to put Billy on the airplane urgently without having the money raised, simply because the seizures were getting progressively worse with him. And my fear was that he would take one and die, and then that would be it. He wouldn't be able to access any treatment.
And what sort of progress is he making with this American expert?
He's at the moment Dr. Nordley is doing is he's having an intense epilepsy surgical evaluation. And Dr. Nordley wants to actually get to the root of the problem, because Billy's seizures are life-threatening. He is undergoing numerous tests. It's a lengthy process, but he's determined not to cover the problem up. You know, he's determined to get to the root of the problem, and he really feels that he can help Billy. He just thinks he can save him. Frank, you know.
And are you out there on your own with Billy?
Yes, just me and Billy here. Billy's brother, Billy has an older brother, Kyle, that came with us for the first 10 days, but Kyle had to return then to work. So it's just me and Billy, yeah.
It must be very, very challenging for you, Charlotte, being on the west coast of America for such a delicate mission.
Yeah. I think it's very... I have to just keep reminding myself, Frank, that I'm here. Me and Billy are in this situation because Billy, I'm trying to save his life. It's very emotional, very up and down, and you know, good days and bad days. But I'm fighting for him. I'm fighting to save him, and I can't let him die, Frank. I just can't, because he's been through that much, and he's fighting, so I have to just continue fighting for him as well.
And I'm sure people listening to the programme at the moment admire you as a mum and admire young Billy, who's a fighter as well, hoping to get well with the expert guidance of the American doctors that he's attending at present. But as you've said, it's going to cost £300,000, and to date you've only managed to raise £26,000. There is a way of helping, of course, and I'm sure people will be sympathetic to you, Charlotte, on this one. You can indeed text, there's a donation number, and you simply text KEEP81, that's the code, KEEP, the word KEEP, and 81 to 770. That's 70070. And there's the Keep Billy Alive Facebook page as well. And there's a Just Giving page, Keep Billy Alive, and GoFundMe page. And you'll see that all up on the web if you want to help in any way. The text donation number, when people send Keep 81 to 770, is there a particular sum of money that they pay whenever they text that number? Or is there an option on the amount that they send?
There is an option. We've just put it up on Billy's page as £3, you know, just text this £3. But there is an option there where people can decide what they want to give.
Okay, so they'll get the guidance on the page. People are always interested in how much it's going to cost. And, of course, there'd be the price of the text as well. But needless to say, that is the same any time that you send a text. But the money, the £3 going to Billy and to this fundraising initiative to try and get the £300,000. As you sit there in California on a day-to-day basis, Charlotte, what's the main thing going through your mind?
That Billy survives. I just want my little boy to survive, and for us to get home and for us to go back to living, the life that we had, where Billy, you know, he has his hens at home. Frank, he's a great outdoor boy. He loves the beach. He has a pony. He has a great wee life. He loves football. He loves Man United. He loves watching Northern Ireland. He has a great wee life, you know, and that's just what I want for him. Like any normal wee boy, is to be given a chance to live.